Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very excited now to be joined on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline by somebody who breaks it down film-wise and analytically and all that great stuff more than or better than just about anybody else. Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network. Baldy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so you were the one that got everybody the most excited early on in the season after preseason games, after the Jets game, breaking down all the tape of Baker Mayfield. We've had about five games transpire since then. The Browns kind of in their own tailspin, their coordinator gone, their head coach gone. What do you make of Baker Mayfield and his development so far?
Well, I don't really put a whole lot of stock in a rookie season for a quarterback. I mean, it's just a completely different game, and it's a different playbook, and they got to learn. And so they're going against defenses they've never seen before. So I don't put a lot of stock in it, but I love Baker. I mean, I think he's got everything it takes to be great. They got to identify the pieces that will fit with him, and they got to find an offense that fits with him. Freddie Kitchens did a good job on Sunday, a really good job protecting him, and they just need better players around him right now. But I'm not the least bit worried about Baker. I mean, I think he's been great. He's been competitive, tough, and he's shown you a lot of what he can do.
What were the mistakes, do you think, that Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson were making with him?
Well, I mean, that last game in Pittsburgh was ridiculous. I mean, every single time they went to an empty set, Pittsburgh blitzed it, overloaded, zone pressured it. They had a free runner coming at him all day. And he was running for his life from the moment he got the ball for most of the day. And to see him get hit like that, even when he got the ball out of his hands, to see him take the hits and the punishment, I mean, that's just – those kind of days can ruin a player. Now, I don't think they're going to ruin Baker, but he's never been hit like that ever. Never got hit like that at Texas Tech or Oklahoma or even in the NFL to this point. But that was hard to watch. And I'm not advocating anybody getting fired in this business, but – you got to protect your quarterback, and you got to build these kids. You got to give them a chance to be successful. I thought last week, at least by formation and play action and max protection, at least they gave him a chance because they protected him.
Brian Baldinger, join us on the hotline. Obviously, we know that it's been a tumultuous season for the Browns. Again, talk of discord, and Todd Haley's gone. Hugh Jackson's gone. So now you have a new offensive coordinator. They said they weren't going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to be doing a lot of the same stuff. But they did get Duke Johnson involved, and he had nine touches and even more targets. Look, he's not as good as some of the elite guys in this league, but he might be the best at what they have in trying to help out Baker Mayfield. Have you been surprised that he's been kind of caged up throughout the season?
A little bit. I mean, I think he's got like 29 or 30 catches. I just think that if you start your offense right now with Baker, Nick Chubb, and Duke Johnson, I think you're in good shape, period. I mean, you could get another back in there. I mean, sometimes you need three backs because Duke Johnson, I think, is more of a receiver than a runner, but I mean, those are three pieces that you build around. I don't have any problem with either one of them. I mean, Nick Chubb can run between the hedges. He can run between the tackles. He can turn the corner. Duke Johnson is a quality receiver out of the backfield. He can line up at receiver. He runs good routes. He catches the ball well. I think those are three really good pieces right there for the Browns.
Ryan, when you had a chance to look at Patrick Mahomes and what he did, it was just another week for Mahomes, dominating up and down, almost can't stop that offense. And then compare it to Baker, where clearly – even though they have got some decent weapons, they're still not in the category of what the Chiefs have, and they're not that well-oiled machine at this point in his rookie year. Can you see Baker getting to that level of Mahomes if everything falls into place down the road?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I do Big 12 games on Saturday. I saw him both play in college a lot and was around him, and I didn't think that Patrick Mahomes would be this good this fast, but I thought both of them would be good players. I didn't listen to anybody say things about mechanics and offenses and all that stuff. I thought they were going to be both good quarterbacks. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has elite talent around him, and he's got a fantastic play caller to work with. And so if you gave him Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, you gave him that speed and that tight end, I'm not saying he would put up 29 touchdowns in eight games the way Patrick Mahomes has, but I think he'd be pretty good. I think the Browns would win a lot more games if he just had those two pieces. I think Kareem Hunt is a difference maker, but I think Nick Chubb, like I said, and Duke Johnson could be really good as well. So, yeah, I think you have to build it the right way. Kansas City, with Andy Reid, knows how to build a football team, and that's what's missing right now.
Brian, how long have you been around professional football?
Well, I was a rookie with the Cowboys in 82 and played 12 years and been in this business as an analyst since then. So I've been in it for 36 years.
I mean, how many times, because there's so many times where when Patrick Mahomes comes out and I go, my first thought, and you're going to think this is stupid and rightfully so, Big 12 quarterback, Texas Tech, no. And I ended up being totally wrong. And then you see these college offenses that start to get worked at in the NFL and start to get worked over in the NFL and they make it their own. How many times do you see the league change right in front of our very eyes? And how many times since you've been with the NFL, been around this league since 1982, how many times have you had to reevaluate and go, no, this isn't a trend. Things are actually changing and we need to change with the times.
Well, I mean, look, the NFL can only take what the college game gives you. So the college game is giving you Big 12 offenses. Now, outside of a few schools in the SEC, a few schools in the, you know, in the Big Ten, I mean, basically, everybody's running some level of spread offense and quarterbacks are dual threat and all that stuff. I mean, that's kind of what college is. But also, with that, all the innovation in the NFL is coming from the college ranks. The fly sweeps, the ghost motions and all the pre-snap motions. I mean, that's all college. The hit screens and all that stuff is college offense. I mean, Kansas City and Los Angeles and the Saints and what North Turner's doing in Carolina right now, it's all changing. And so I think you got to take what some of these kids do really, really well. And Andy Reid hasn't really tried to break Patrick Mahomes from anything. He puts him under center a little bit, a little play action. But you know, if you're just around Patrick Mahomes and you watch them, I mean, he had to score 50 every week at Texas Tech to have a chance to win. And sometimes when he played Oklahoma, he had to score 60. So he was just trying to make plays all over the field. And you saw crazy examples of arm strength and talent and being able to throw the ball falling off the pitcher's mound and whatever he needed to do. Highly competitive. And Baker's the same way. And so when you watch these guys, you can say, Big 12. Well, that's true to an extent. But this isn't Brandon Weedy that you're looking at. I mean, this is not a 26-year-old kid that's a product of an Oklahoma State system. This is a playmaker that has unusual deep ball accuracy and a great feel for the game. On 4th and 2, the wheel to Duke Johnson was dropped out of the sky like a pearl. I mean, he's got touch, you know? And so you have to look deeper than what everybody says about these guys in these conferences.
Brian Baldinger joined us on the hotline. If there was a weakness of Baker Mayfield, and again, you don't put a ton of stock into rookie seasons, but if there was one thing you saw that you think he can get much better at so far, what do you think that is?
Well, I just think, his mindset is to attack, attack, attack. And sometimes you got to know when to do that. And sometimes it's just good to check it down and see the field a little bit better than always looking deep. And I think, I just kind of, I don't want to choke anything down from him. But I just think you don't always have to take the deep shot. I mean, sometimes you can go on, especially on first or second down. I mean, I just think you could just take the yards that are there sometimes. And I think the completion percentage would jump. I think you'd stay on track a little bit better in some of these drives and keep these drives going a little bit better than trying to stick it to the other team and just cut their jugular right out from them. I just think take that check down a little bit more often than he's doing.
Brian, we've seen quarterbacks in this league, and Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, have terrific rookie seasons, Marcus Mariota. And then I don't know if it is that it takes a few years, but the rest of the league is on to what you do and what you can't do. And to magnify your deficiencies, when will we know? Because Ken and I have talked about this on the air. When will we know officially that we are through it with somebody like Baker Mayfield and that he's the guy that's going to be the quarterback for the next 10-plus years here in Cleveland?
Well, I mean, just the guys that you just mentioned, whether it's Derek Carr or Marcus Mariota or now Baker Mayfield, I mean, all they've known so far is change. I mean, all the change, coaching changes there and coordinator changes and new offenses. So they've never had any stability. And I'm not making excuses for any of them. But, I mean, Baker here, look at the upheaval that he's already dealing with. They need to get some stability. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has stability. That's one of the reasons why he's really successful. He's got a proven coach, and he's got a lot of really good players around him and a system that is catering to his strengths. But he's got stability. So that's where it starts. I mean, coming to the building every day, knowing who the coordinator is, who the play caller is, who the offensive line coach is, and just build with stability. That's the only way you're going to find out. Now, sometimes you don't get that opportunity because the team isn't good and they make changes. But that also is part of the problem in all these places, is that these guys are getting too many changes too early, and it's difficult.
Brian Boldinger joining us on the show. So you do a lot of Big 12 games. What about Matt Campbell or Lincoln Riley to the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I mean, Matt Campbell, I talked to him. I just did his Iowa State game. I mean, I don't think he's going to lose another game there this year in Ames, Iowa. He's a great coach. I asked him about the Cleveland Browns job last Thursday. He kind of laughed and dismissed it. He didn't think it was serious. He said he's a college coach. I'm not saying that he can't do it. I mean, I just think he just wants to, you know, get through the season right now. But I think Lincoln Riley is as great as he's been at Oklahoma and he's and at East Carolina, I think he actually could make the jump. He loves Baker. I think he would have a great offense. But I don't know if you'd want to leave Norman, Oklahoma. I mean, you have a chance to go to the national championship every year at Oklahoma with the players and the history and how you can recruit there. So I don't know if you want to leave Oklahoma. I've never talked to Lincoln Riley about it, so I don't know what his mindset is. Does he want to be an NFL coach? Bobby Stoops never did. I don't know that he would want to leave Norman. It's a great spot. He's young. I think he's 38 years old. But I would, if I was Cleveland, I would certainly make the phone call and send a jet and when it's all over in Oklahoma this year and talk to him, that's for sure.
Man, Baldy, report back to us when you get a chance to talk to these guys. This is good info.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, man. We got to hook up again. We appreciate you coming on, and let's do this again. Thanks, man.
Okay, you bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.